Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So last week we had a lot of Haggadah. The Gemara is going to pause from the Haggadah, go back to some of the real hardcore Avodah Zarah sugyas, and by the middle of the week we'll be back to the regular program, which is Divrei Haggadah. Either way, so the topic, the halachic topic of the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah is the first Mishnah, Lifnei Eideim Shel Ovdei Keichavim Shloisha Yomim Aser Lases V'Lases Yimata. Once upon a time, there was halacha that on the Chagah, on Eideim Shel Ovdei Keichavim, there were certain Isurim that the Chachamim imposed that one was not allowed to do business with the Ovdei Keichavim. So another halacha. Talk to Mishnah Irshi Yesh B'Avodas Keichavim, a city that has in it Avodah Zarah, and they're celebrating the Eid. So it's a Chagah for a particular Avodah Zarah that's somehow affiliated with the respective city. Chutzalah Motar. If that city has a suburb or an area really close by, even though you would have thought that, being that it's so close by, maybe, just like you can't do business with the people in the city, maybe you shouldn't be able to do business with the people that are chutzala, stating that the Mishnah says, let's say the aid was in the suburb, then you're allowed to do business in the city, meaning the city itself and chutzala are viewed as two independent area as it relates to these sugyas. Says the Mishnah, is a person allowed to go to a city where there's a chagah taking place? What would be the reason not to? Marisai. Because it looks a little bit like by you going to the city, the reason you're going is because you want to participate in the chagah, meaning you're participating in the Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah asks the question, Ma'u leilech l'sham? So the Mishnah depends. If the road that you would have to take to go to that city is a road that leads exclusively to that city, Aser. Because then, there's a Marisayin issue. If, however, the road that you're taking to go to that city is a road that you can take somewhere else, so even though you're going to the city, but maybe somebody would think you're only passing through it, in that case, it would be Mutter. So if there's a real Marisayin, it's Aser, otherwise, it would be Mutter. But the first halacha of the Mishnah was Ir Sheyesh B'Avodas Kechavim, a city that's celebrating the Chagah, Chutzula Mutter. The surrounding areas, the suburb, so to speak, is going to be Motehichid Ami Chutzal. What's an example of Chutzal? Amr, Rav Shimon Melachshon, Rav Chanina, Kegoyin Atalus Shal Aza. So Rashi says, Aza was a city that was governed by the Plishtim, and really close by, there was a shuk. So the shuk was very, very close to Aza. Rashi's Lashon is, it was Samuch Le'ir Ma'oid. It was very, very close. But it wasn't technically part of Aza. Even something so close, that's the point that Rish Lakish is trying to make, that even if it's like Atludza or Shal Aza, it's the shuk that's really close to the city, it doesn't matter. If it's not part of Aza property, Aza celebrating the Chagah, not Atludza Shal Aza, it's going to be okay. Fikadam, he's talking about a different version of this halacha, same bottom line, but a different version. What was that version? Actually asked the question. Atluza shel Aza ma'u. What's the halacha? Atluza shel Aza. Again, the Mishnah said, Ir sheyesh b'avodas keichavim, chutzala mutter. What if it's like Atluza shel Aza? So close. Is it going to be mutter? Is it going to be Aza? Amale say, he told him, Loi halachtum yitzum liyamecha. Did you ever go to the city Tzur, Veroisa, and see Yisrael v'oyv kechavim sheshavsu shtei kederes hakira achas? V'loichashulam chachavim. He says, you must have seen this. You must have been at some point in your life in the city of Tzur. And in Tzur, you saw Akira. Akira was an oven. And on the oven, there was a stovetop with two pots, one with kosher food belonging to a Yid, one with non-kosher food belonging to an Eina Yehudi. They were both mishing the food, cooking, doing what they do, despite the fact that the two pots were so close to each other. And nobody has an issue with that. What do you see from there? Just like you can have these two pots next to each other, so too, if you have two cities, two areas that are next to each other, such as Aza and Atluza Shal Aza, there's no reason that should be in this. Now, the Gemara is going to make a very, very obvious deal. Rav Shimon ben Lakish seemed to ask Rav Chanin a very straightforward question. His question was that when the Mishnah says, Ir sheyesh b'avodas keichavim chutzala mutter, how close? Even Atluza Shal Aza, which is Kariv Ma'oid, says Rashi, even something like that, is that going to be mutter? Or maybe that's a little bit too close for comfort. Maybe that already is not going to be okay. And instead of giving the straightforward answer, Rav Chanina gave a very cryptic answer. He said, you must have seen in Tzur where a Yid and a guy have their respective kederes, al kira achas, v'lechashulem chacham. So just like lechashulem chacham over there, so too lechashulem chacham over here. So clearly, at the end of the day, he was trying to say that it's going to be mutter. But the fact that he gave such a long, scenic answer must imply something. Zok de Gemara, my lechashulem chachamim. What did Reb Chanina mean? And the Gemara brings a machlokes on Vayiram, three shittas. What exactly Reb Chanina meant? Amr Abaya said, mishum basin avelo, that what he was trying to bring out was that really, if you think about it, in that case, where you have a yid and a guy, and they both have food, they have pots. The yid has kosher food, the Ein Yehudi has non-kosher food, the Mishin, the Kedar is right next to each other. Why weren't the Chachamim worried that maybe the guy is going to take a little bit of nevela and he's going to throw it into the pot of the person, of the yid, that has kosher food? So shouldn't there be a real chash to erais over here? Why aren't you worried, Dilma Mahadar Api Yisrael Achay, that the yid is going to turn around, V'shadi Yev Kechav, nevela b'kedar, and the yid is going to end up having nevela inside his pot? Still, you see, lechashulem chachamim. The kavasa said, Abaya hachanami. Reb Chanina was telling Reish Lakish was lechashulem chachamim mishum dmei avodas kechavim. That even in the event that there's a chash to erais over here, even there, the chacham weren't going to be worried. What does he mean to say? Pasha, when you learn this Mishnah, ir sheyesh b'avodas kechavim chutzala moter. What iser comes to mind? Like, what are we asking? Is it aser to do business because of the takanas chachavim of the fnei edem shall over the chachavim shloisha yavim aser lasis velasis imam? But the truth is, Abai is being ma'orer that there's really another problem, a much bigger problem, and that is his potential for there to be an issa deraisa. So this is the first time we've had any talk of an issa deraisa as it relates to lifnei edem shel ovdei kechavim shleish yom. If you remember, when we spoke out right about lifnei evil leisita michsho, we mentioned the pnei shua and the tshuva, the chasam soifer and the tshuva. The issa lifnei edem shel ovdei kechavim is an issa derabbanan. It's not an issa deraisa. But there is potential for there to be an issa deraisa. And the issa deraisa would be that if you're going to do business with a guy, let's say on his yomei, on that day, the goyim, the pagans, would bring sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. And sometimes the sacrifice was money. It was cash gal. Sometimes that's what they would do. It wasn't always behemoth. Sometimes they would take money and they would bring it as a takroves l'Avodah Zarah. Now, takroves l'Avodah Zarah is aser bahana. The pasuk says, yidbak biotcha me'uma min acherim. We're going to see a lot about that in tomorrow's daf. A person is not allowed to have any anah from Avodah Zarah. So the truth is that if you're doing business with somebody on his yom eid, not only is there issues of Isurei Derabanan, as in the first Mishnah Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, but you also have to sit down and make sure that there's not going to be an Issa Deraisa. So essentially, when the question was posed, Atluza Shel Azam Mahu, you have to know two things. Is there an Issa Derabanan? And is there an Issa Deraisa? For Abaya said, the reason Reb Chanina gave such a cryptic answer is because Reb Chanina was trying to say that not only am I not worried about the Issa Derabanan, being that it's only Chutzalah, but I'm also not worried about the Issa Deraisa. So if there's Mokum to be Chaysh, that maybe the money that you're getting in exchange for what you're selling, for example, was money that was used as takrevis l'avodah zarah. Why would you think it's takrevis l'avodah zarah? Because today's the yom eid. Today they're giving money to their avodah zarah. So maybe the money that you're actually holding is takrevis l'avodah zarah. That could change hand 9,000 times. Once it's takrevis l'avodah zarah, there's no shinui rishos, and at that point, that money is aser. So you would think maybe there should be nisa deraisa. That's what he was trying to bring out. But just like the chum and warren worried about nisa deraisa with the two pots, what would be the issa deraisa over there? Nevela. You're not worried that the guy is going to take from his nevela, put it into the pot that has kosher food. So over here, in this context, you're not going to be worried about it. Issa, even if there's technically makom to be chayish, that there should be issa deraisa, still there's not going to be issa deraisa. Abaya said that's why Reb Chanina didn't give a straightforward answer, because that's what Abaya was coming to rabbis. He was trying to say that not only am I not worried by atluza shalaz about issa derabanan, I'm not even worried about issa deraisa. How do I know that? From the two pots. Rava says, I disagree with you, Abaya. Again, whenever there's a baya, there's almost always a rava. The point that Reb Chanina was bringing out was not that where there's makom to be chayish for nisa deraisa, lo chash lam chum lecham worried about nisa deraisa. If there was makom to be chayish for nisa deraisa, you have to listen carefully, the chum would have been worried. But Rava said in that case, they weren't worried about nisa deraisa. Why not? Because what interest, what benefit does the guy have to take nevela and put it into the kosher pot? Chamu were never worried about that. So you can't prove from here that when there's makom to be chayish for nisa deraisa, you're not chayish for nisa deraisa. Because over there, there's really no makom to be chayish for nisa deraisa. The whole chash over there would have been an issa derabanan, which is bishul akum. What would be the bishul akum if the yid would
tell the guy, do you mind mishing? Do you mind, you know, watching my pot for a minute? Or maybe the guy would offer his services on his own, and he would offer to watch the pot. So there's a potential to have an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Chacham weren't worried about the Issa D'Rabbanan. The Kavasa, Hachin Nami, L'Chashlam Chachamim, Shun Yameidan. And that was Rav Chanina's teretz. It's just like we're not worried about the Issa, comes with his Kedera. The Rabbanan over there, we're not worried about the Isser. The Rabbanan over here as well. So the Isser, the Rabbanan of doing business on the Yoimei, that I'm not worried about. But as it relates to, that's a first, an Isser Deiraisa, if there was a real chash for an Isser Deiraisa, maybe we would be concerned. And Enchanami, in our case, if you have a tzad that maybe this person in Atluza Shalaza that you're buying something from is giving you money that was Takrevis of Edazar, you won't be able to do it. You have to know for sure that that's not an issue. With a why? He took money that we know for a fact. You can follow the paper trail of this money. This money was never used for that creator's avodah zarah. The whole chashash is, Eidem Shalev Dekaychavim. For that, I can prove from the Shtei Kederos that just like the Chum worried about an Issa D'Rabbanan of Bishul Akim, so over here, you're not going to be worried about an Issa D'Rabbanan. So what's the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava? According to Abaye, you could do business about Luzah Shalaza, even if there's a tzad that maybe the money is Takrevish avodah zarah, because you can. We proved from the Shteik Teres that we're not even Chayish for Nisad Raisa. Rava said, all you see from there is that we weren't Chayish for Nisad Rabbanan. Aye, don't you see an Chayish for Nisad Raisa? No, because there's no Chash Teresa. What would be the Chash? That maybe the guy took the veil and he put it into the Yid pot? Why would you even think that? All that you have to be chayish for is bishulakim. So you see, the Chum weren't worried about bishulakim. I'm not worried about Yisurei D'Rabbanan. So if the whole chash is a dayan, don't worry about it. But to the extent that it's a chash of an isaday, right? So I would be worried. Rabbi Barula, my Rabbi Barula said a third pshat. L'choshlam chachomim mishum tzinoira. That just like Rava said, that in that case, there's no real chash nevela. I don't think there's a chash bishalakram either. And Rashi says the reason there's no chash bishalakram is because once the yid starts cooking, right, once you turn on the fire, there's no bishalakram anymore. So if once you start the yid starts the cooking, there's no bishalakram. So what's the chash? While he's cooking, he's going to ask the guy, and the guy's going to come, and he's going to start getting involved in this pot. That's okay. That's not a rule. You don't have a non-Jew in a kitchen. You just have to make sure you follow the rules. So he followed the rules. So there's no chash issa deraisa, because what incentive does the guy have to take nevela and put it into the yitz pot? There's no chash issa derabbanan either, because there's no real bishulakim. You know what the only chash over there was? The chash was that being that the pots are so close to each other, what would happen if a little bit of food would splash? Tinaira, there'd be like a little something would go from one pot to the other. He picked the ladle out of the pot, and a little something ended up falling into the yitz pot. But that issue is what Rashi refers to as an Isser Kal. The reason it's an Isser Kal is because, number one, Rashi says, Lo Yishchiach. V'oid, inam Yishchiach, batal beruba. It's probably going to end up being batal anyways. So, Enochinami, what you see from there is that Chum weren't worried about an Isser Kal. And Hochinami, that was Rav Chanina's teretz, like Choshlam Chachamim, L'shum L'fnei Eden. You could apply that to our sugya. We won't worry about an Isser Kal. What's the Isser Kal? L'fnei Eden. The 3 days before the Eid. The eid itself is not an Isser Kal. That's an Isser D'Rabbanan that would be viewed as a real Isser D'Rabbanan. But the 3 days before the eid is also Asim D'Rabbanan. However, we view it as an Isser Kal, being that we view it as an Isser Kal, that's something that will be mutter. So either way, Rav Shimon ben Lachish asked Rav Chanina, at Luza Shalazama, when the Mishnah said, Ish Yesh Bavayitz Kecham Chutzal Mutter, what do you mean? I mean, even if it's so close, it's like at Luza Shalaza, and he gave him a very cryptic answer. He said, Le'olachta L'mitzur Miyamecha, have you never gone to Tzor and seen a Yid and a guy? They each have their pots. He's cooking kosher food, he's cooking non-kosher food. V'lechosh Echam didn't have a problem. So, just like the Chum didn't have a problem over there, I'm not going to have a problem over here. What did he mean to say? What would have been the chash that the Chum weren't chayish for that you could apply to this halach? Abaye said the chash would have been a nisa de raisa and nisa de veil. You see, they weren't worried. So you could do business at Luzah Shalaza even if there's a tzad de raisa. What would be the tzad de raisa? That the money that you're getting in exchange for what you're selling the guy is money that in itself was takrev shalavi dezar. Rava said the chash would have been bishalakim, which is an Isser Rabbanan. So you see from there, we weren't worried about Isser Rabbanan. I'm not worried about an Isser Rabbanan either. So don't worry about the Isser Edeim. Rabba Bar Ula said the chash over there wasn't even a real Isser Rabbanan. The whole chash could have been an Isser Kal. So you see, the Chacham weren't chayish for the Isser Kal. So to here, we're not either chayish for the Isser Kal. I'm not worried about lefnei Edeim. But if you want to do business on the Yoyim Eid itself with somebody from Atluza Shalaza, it's too close for comfort, even though it's Chutzala, but so close, Chutzala will be also on the Yom Ha'ed. What will be mutter is the Shloisha Yomim Lifnei Edeim Shal Oivdei Kechavim. But before we go weiter, just one Tosfos that's worth noticing, and that is the second Tosfos on the Amid. So one of the discussions in this Gemara is a machlekes abaye v'rava, but specifically, do you have to be worried if there's a non-Jew in your kitchen and be concerned that maybe he's going to take a little bit of nevela and throw it into your pot? I mean, if that's the case, how could you ever have non-Jews working in anywhere close to kosher food? I mean, you should always be a chash that maybe he's going to sneak something out and he's going to try to be machshel you. So in the Gemara, you see there was a tzad. Abaye held that, yeah, that in theory could have been a chash. You see, like, choshu lehem chachamim, and he wanted to prove from there a whole halacha. But anyway, take a look at the second Tosfos. Pirishri, shadi, basar, chusha shaloi, the shokel basa shmeina kidei larviach. Avo bechinam, kidei lahachshel es Yisrael, loy chayshinam, afilo hoylach lemirach. Says Tosfos, the only reason there was even a discussion in our Gemara, and this Tosfos is something that's very important, the laws of Yerideh, but really it's negeya dalet chalkei Shulchan Aruch. And that is, Tosfos says the only reason there was a tzad in this sugya that maybe the guy would take nevela and throw it in, it's because he has his food, and the Yid has his food. What if the Yid's food looks like it's coming out a little bit better? So Yid has a fat piece of meat, and the guy's meat is a plaza, darish thick flesh. So he may be incentivized to, you know, when the Jew turns his face, do a quick switcheroo, take the Jew's fat piece of meat, and give him back the basa krusha. There's an incentive for the Ein Yehudi to do it. It's because those were the circumstances that there's even a discussion in this Gemara. But says Tosfos, Lu Yitzuyer, there'd be no incentive whatsoever for the Ein Yehudi to do something like that. So for example, the guy, the Yid's food and the guy's food are exactly the same, or the guy's food is better than the Yid's food. So to stop being concerned that maybe he's going to go just to be machshel the Yid, that's something that you have no issue in. If you forward to the bottom of Tosfos, Zok Tosfos may high time. It's for that reason. Shavkinam b'chol yoyim k'teres shalonu l'shivchayis seinu if this kechavim. People allow shivchayis into their kitchen. Shavalei chashin and dumitil. Why are you worried? It's very nice bishalachim. You turn on the fire. You do it all right. But why are you worried that the Ein Yehudi, the shivchayis, is going to go be machshel the Yid? It's something that we're not worried about. It says Tosfos, the Metzias says you're not worried. This sugi, you see already the Chachamim were a little bit worried. Otherwise, what's this whole discussion? Says, over here we're talking about a situation where there was some incentive for the Ein Yehudi, a potential incentive for the Ein Yehudi. But if there's no incentive, there's no monetary benefit other than being machshel the Yid, Bekahai Gavna, it's something you don't have to worry about. And this is something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Again, it has implications in Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So really, there's Mar Mekoymus and Erechayim and an Ebenezer and a Chayshu Mishpat and Yerideh. But just the one that's most related to the Gemara that we're learning, and that is in Hilchos Macholei Ovdei Kechavim, it's in Yerideh, Simon Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Katon Yud. Just read to you one halacha. Aminich Ovdei Kechavim Beveisai. If somebody has an Eni Yehudi, he has a non-Jew in his house, and there are things there. As long as the Yid is a Yoytzev and Nichnas, he comes in and out. You never have to worry that the guy is going to switch foods. Even if the Yid is going to benefit, as long as the Yid is a nichnas for Yoytzei, it's not something you have to be worried. Because being that the Yid is nichnas for Yoytzei, like a mashkiach, you know, even if he's not there at all times, but he may be there at any moment, that's enough to ward him off. In that case, you don't have to worry. Avol im hoidia shedaita lishois aser. If you told him that, you know, I'm going away for 3 hours or 5 hours, whatever it is, then already you're going to have a problem. However, says the Mechaber, but let's say the guy would have no benefit, no monetary gain by switching foods, mutter b'chol inyan. You don't have to worry. D'loy chayshina, because we're not worried, shema hichlif l'hachshiloi, kivan she'en loy hanah b'davar. Being that he's not benefiting from it, there's no reason to be concerned that maybe he's going to switch it. What's the makar to this halach in Shulchan Aruch? This Tosfos says that the whole discussion in our Gemara was only because there was a tzad that maybe the guy would benefit. But to the extent we know for sure the guy's not going to benefit, you don't have to worry. The question is why? Why aren't you worried? We're going to learn Gemara is coming up soon that may surprise you with a chacham was so worried about it, the Ovdei Kechavim. Certainly the pagans of once upon a time, they were chashen on Shvichas Damim, they were chashen on everything. Gili Arayis, if they're chashen on Shvichas Damim, meaning they enjoy doing inflicting harm and pain upon Jews, and that's what they were chashed for. So why wouldn't you assume that something so simple to throw a little bit of nevela into a pot is something that they would do? So the truth is, the Chacham Tzvi discusses it in a tshuva, and I'll read to you just one excerpt. Ubi'ikra tam, says the Chacham Tzvi, amai loichai shinon she yischav in agoyim lachshiloi, nirlan yiz da'iti. Da'avta agoyim chashudin al shvichas domen. There's nothing to talk about. We assume that he doesn't like the Jew and that he will do something to harm him. But let's say he's going to be machshel yidin and iser b'shoigig. Ain't zeh nekama lefi das hagoy. The guy is chat that's the comma. Shari ina Yisrael yedei bedavar zeh umara asoloi the kala haven. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. So says the Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva. He says it could be if you would chat the timtum alev and the isurim of macholas asuris, even when you eat b'shoigig, then maybe the guy would be incentivized to do it. But lefi das hagoy, says the Chacham Tzvi, he thinks that if the yid knows that he's causing him pain and suffering, okay, that's he'll even kill a person. He's chashed to do the worst things, to inflict pain on a yid. But only if the yid in his mind is actually going to be pain. But in this case, he doesn't think the yid is going to have any pain, because the whole thing's, but the bottom line is a very, very important insight. You have to assume that a guy is going to try to be machshel yid. On the one hand, we're going to learn Gemara's together, you would think absolutely positively. It's not that way. It's only if lefidas ha-goy, the yid is actually in pain because of what he did. But to be machshel him, but Avera, with Avera is going to be an Isser Shoigig, he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. If he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong, you don't have to worry about it. Very important, you saw he tucked away in this Tosfos right here, and Daf Yud Beis, Amen Av, Zok Tegemar Vaiter, Tanu Rabbana, Yishi Yesh Bavid Yitzke Chavim, Asir Likonis L'Teicha, a city that has a way to Zara in it, you're not allowed to enter the city on the Yom Ha'ed. V'loim Yitaycha L'Racheres. Additionally, if you're in the city, you shouldn't leave the city. Don't let people see you leave the city. Hide. Stay indoors till the Chagah passes, then leave the city. Because whether you're entering or leaving, it looks like you're participating in the Chagah. The only time it's Aser is if that city doesn't lead anywhere else. Let's say the city leads somewhere else, and you can go to the city. If someone might see you in the city, he's going to think you're passing through, and you're actually going somewhere else. Another halacha, Yashav Loikoitz. So a person has a thorn in his foot, literally. And he wants to bend down, he wants to pull the thorn out. The problem is he's in front of Avodah Zarah. So is he allowed to bow down, or is he allowed to bow down? It's Halacha Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gemara right here. Yashav leikoyz b'fnei avodas kechavim lo yishchav yitlani. You shouldn't bow down, but make shenira kimishtachav lo yishchavim. Mar side, it looks like you're bowing down to Avodah Zarah. But if it doesn't look like you're bowing down to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara will explain what that means. Mutter. Another halacha, a similar related halacha. Nispaz rulei ma'osav. Let's say a person drops money in front of Avodah. So you let it bend down, right, to pick up the money that you dropped. Again, you're bending down in front of Avodah Zarah. It looks like you're bowing down. Lo yishcha, you shouldn't. Let's say it doesn't look like you're bowing down. Again, we'll explain what that means. Mutter. Mayin a third halacha. Again, a similar halacha. There was a mayin, a kfal. Water was coming from it. It was in front of Avodah Zarah. Lo yishcha v'yishcha. You shouldn't bend down and drink out of the mayim neshenir kimeshtach. Because again, it looks like you're bowing down to the avodah zarah. V'meinoy nera mut part sufa is hamikalcha mayim lekrochin. So back in the day, cities used to have two people. These were sculptures, statues of people. You had partsufos, looked like human faces, and water would come out of the partsufos, and people would go and they would drink from it. So the halacha is lo yaniach piv al piem. You shouldn't put your mouth on the partsuf that's giving off water. It looks like you're kissing the Avodah Zarah. So does that mean that these partsufes were Avodah Zarah? Some Rishonim say no, because then it wouldn't be nira kimenashek l'avodas chachavim. Then you'd actually be kissing the Avodah Zarah. Maybe it was in close proximity to the Avodah Zarah. Either way, there was Avodah Zarah close by you drinking from the partsufes. It looks like you're kissing something that's part of the Avodah Zarah, even though you're not kissing the Avodah Zarah itself. Either way, another halacha that's also kayotzabai, lo yaniach piv al siloi, a person should never put his mouth next to a pipe, v'yishta and drink, mipnei asakam. Either way, the Gemara will explain the entire brisa. So what was the first halacha of the brisa? First halacha was, if somebody has a koitz, somebody has a thorn in his foot, and he wants to bow down to take it out. So if you're in front of Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't do it. Why? Nira kimishtach. My nira. When we say any nira, it doesn't mean that people aren't looking. Meaning, if people are looking, so then it's marasai. It looks like you bow down to the avodah zarah. If nobody's looking, then you have nothing to worry about. But the Gemara says, we know that anytime the chachamim said that you know, do something named marasai, you can't even do a piyachidus. If it would be usher to do publicly, you can't do it privately. So what's the difference if it's nira in it? What's the difference if people are seeing or people are not watching what you're doing? Either way, it should be also. Nira in a nira means, does it look like you're bowing down? Does it not? If you're going to do it in a way that people used to bow down, that's going to be also. But let's say you do it in a way that people didn't. Let's say you do it on the side, or you do it with a shinui of some sort, so it doesn't look like you're bowing down. If it doesn't look like you're bowing down, then it's mutter. So the Braisa essentially gave us four halachas that were almost identical. If you have a thorn, you can't bow down in front of a avodah zarah. If you drop money, you can't bow down in front of a avodah zarah. If you want to drink from the pipe, with a mayan, you can't bow down in front of the zara. Zok Gemara, you need all these titan, a kaitz, because I only said kaitz, mishum dafshal mezel kameh, mishkle. Because you can walk away, you can move somewhere else, move 20 feet, and do it over there. Why do you have to do it in front of the zara? So that's the point. Don't do it here. Avo mayas. But money, deloy efshah, money, the money's here. I can't walk somewhere else and pick up the money. The money is in front of the zara. So I would have thought that being that it's loy efshah, there's no alternative. So maybe it should be okay. That's why the Braisa had to say mois is aser. So let it just say mois. If Vitan and mois had it only said mois to Mamayna, I would have thought, okay, it's money. Aval koitz tetzaira, you're betzaira when there's a thorn inside of you. Emoloi. Vitan and Hanitarti had it said, those two mishon like a sakana, because there's no sakana. Aval mai indica sakana. But as it relates to a person who's thirsty and he needs water, we were dealing sakana. The eloi shasim mayas, where if he doesn't drink, he's going to die. Emoloi. Over there, I would have thought it's different. Tzricha. That's why the Braisa says, even over there. By the way, it sounds like, even if it's a question of pekuach and nefesh, still this halach is going to be true. So you're going to tell me, of course, it's the big deal. What's the chiddush? This is Yohar Gaval Yavar 101. I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Is this a real Yohar? Is this a real Avodah Zarah? No, this is a shail of Marasayan. So you're going to tell me that Marasayan of Avodah Zarah is Yohar Gaval Yavar? Yohar Gaval Yavar, is that true only for the Iker Avodah Zarah? What about Avizrayu Avodah Zarah? So that's already discussed by the Rishonim. But what about Avodah Zarah Durabanan? Okay, it's also discussed. This is Marasayan. This is not even Avodah Zarah. It's nothing. What is it? It just looks like you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, where really you're not. So it's a tremendous chiddush. This is a person who's dying. You're going to tell me Marasayan is going to be Yohar Gaval Yavar? But either way, the reason we need the three cases, we need the case of the thorn. Don't bend down to pull it out. Money, don't bend down to pick up your money. And don't bend down to drink, because there's a special chiddush in each one of them. Something about part Sufa Islam. What is the case with the two faces where water is coming out, this fountain, that you're not allowed to drink from it because it looks like you're kissing the Avodah Zarah? What's the chiddush over there? So really, there's no chiddush. However, the reason it was mentioned is we wanted to say the next line in the Braisa. A person shouldn't put his mouth on a pipe because of sakana. That's something that's always awesome. That's something you know, you do with Avodah Zarah. A person should never put his mouth to a pipe and just drink because there's some sort of sakana. We wanted to mention that, so we mentioned the halach of the partzufas. Partzufas is really related to Avodah Zarah. I technically know it from what was mentioned previously in the Braisa, but we mentioned it anyways because it's a segue to the next halacha that really has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, and I don't know from the first part of the Braisa. By the way, my sakana, what is the sakana? Aluka. So aluka is a leech. But the point is that some creature may come out of the water. You don't know. You put your mouth to the pipe. It's flowing water. It's not such a good idea. Tana Rabbanan. On that note, like yishta adamayim, a person shouldn't drink water. Loyim min anaharos, v'loyim min ha'agamim, not from rivers, not from swamps. Loy bepiv, not with your mouth. V'loy biyadayachas, not even with one hand. Rashi says two hands are okay, but one hand is not okay. What's the difference? So Rashi says, because when you put water in one hand, so it's not, one hand is not such a good cup. It's not such a good base kibo for the water. So what happens is if you want to be able to drink, you're going to have to go very, very fast. Because otherwise, the water is going to fall out. Being that you're drinking so quickly, you may not notice something dangerous inside. Two hands already, the water can sit. So then you can inspect the water before you drink it. So this is halacha that the Chachamim said, that if you want to drink water with two hands, that's okay. But with one hand, is not good. Vim shasa. And if you do it, damai b'roshim, v'pnei ha-sakana. And you do it and you die, you deserved it because you asked for it. You got yourself involved in a sakana. My sakana? Sakana saluka. This leech
that was probably just an example of something really dangerous that can come out. Either way, that's the halacha. This supports Reb Chanina. If somebody swallows a leech, you're allowed to heat up water for him. It can be mechal Shabbos for him. It's considered pekuach nefesh. There was a story with somebody that swallowed this nima shalmayim, this leech, this aluko. The hitter of Nechemya lahachim amayim b'Shabbos. Reb Chemya allowed him to warm up water for Shabbos. Ad hachiv ach amrav huna b'reid Rav Yeshua ligma chala. He said, drink vinegar. Amrav vidi b'ra abba. Meaning in the interim, till the water gets heated up, drink vinegar. Vinegar works in the short term. Amrav vidi b'ra said, hi man, the bala zibura. If somebody swallows a bee, michya loy chaya. He's not going to live. Mio, the shakri of Yosef, the chalos shamgas. It's good to drink some really strong, undiluted vinegar. Efshet the chaya purta, because maybe you'll live a little bit at the mafkida basis. You'll have enough time to write a will and work out all your estate planning and everything that needs to be done. But either way, so you see from this that an aluka was considered very dangerous. So much so, abelei nimen shal naya mutalachin lechamin b'shabbos. What do you do in the interim? Until the water boils, drink vinegar. Vinegar is something that could, in a very dire situation, extend a person's life a little bit. Just one other Tosfos that, again, that's worth mentioning and noticing, and that is Tosfos on the bottom of the Yom, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, second to last Tosfos. So the Gemara over here brought Rav's halacha, very, very well-known halacha, something that comes up in many places in Shas. And that is, Komokim she'asru chachomim mipnei maris ha'ayin, afilu b'chadshi chadar ma'asa. Anytime the chachomim say you're not allowed to do something mipnei maris ha'ayin, you can't do it even if you're in the privacy of your own home. Anything that's aser mipnei maris ayin is aser afilu b'chadri chador. Says Tosfos, pirish Rav Nissen Goyin, the in halacha k'rav. The halacha is not like Rav. Meditanab b'perek sheni, the chulini has a raya from chulin daf memalef, and another raya from Shabbos, daf kuf mem vav omid beis. That you see that it's not true. Something that's awesome is marasayin is awesome if there's marasayin. But if it's b'chadri chadorim, there's no question of marasayin, it's not going to be awesome. And this taste is really a very, very big chiddush. The reason it's a very big chiddush is because Rav is quoted throughout Shas. So you would think from the fact that Rav is quoted throughout Shas that the halacha is like Rav. Stating that, Tosfos brings Rav Nissen Goyin that the halacha is not that way. He says at the end, Kach kibalti b'shabes b'pi moiri hachasid, that the halacha is not like Rav. Then Tosfos says, u'betos Rav Yehuda matzasi nira l'ri d'hilchasa is yelah. Tosfos says he heard from one of the Bali Tosfos that maybe the halacha is like Rav. It's interesting. Tosfos Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, it's also a very small Tosfos. Tosfos there too discusses this halacha of Rav, that komakim she'asru chachom bnei maris ayin afilu b'chadri chador masa. Is that halacha l'maisa or is it not halacha l'maisa? So here Tosfos says, like, be'ikar, you're from Nissen Goyin, you're mipi moiri achas, that halacha is not like Rav. He brings from Tosfos Rav Yehuda that maybe the halacha is like Rav. There, Tosfos takes a middle road. Tosfos says, I'll read it to you inside. Vada amar komakim she'asru chachom bnei maris ayin afilu b'chadri chador maser, haynu dafka b'isra melacha dei raisa. If it's an isra melacha dei raisa, there you have the halacha. But if it's an isra derabanan, then you don't have the halacha. So there's an afkamina between an isra dei raisa and an isra derabanan. For an isra dei raisa, there you can have the halacha afilu b'chadri chador maser. There the halacha is gonna be like Rav. For an isra derabanan, the halacha is not gonna be like Rav. And again, to go through all these gemaras and figure out what's an isra dei raisa, what's the nisa derabanan, and to reconcile it is something that's beyond the scope of what we do. But it's just kedai to mention one ha'ara, and that is, you know, it's interesting. You have over here the idea of marisayim. Komakim she'asru chachamim mipnei marisayim. That's really half of our Mishnah. This idea that you're not allowed to even walk into the city of avodas kechavim on the day of their chaga. Even if you're not going to do business with them, you won't be over Issa Derabbanans, the Raisas, but there's an idea of Maris Ayin and a whole bunch of related halachas that the Gemara discussed. Don't even bend down to pull a thorn out of your foot or to pick up money. Maybe even Pikuach Nefesh, Yaharug Val Yavar, the halacha is going to be. When we're dealing with what the Gemara calls Maris Ayin. I don't know if you ever noticed, but the idea of Maris Ayin comes up in different places in Shas, and it comes in three shapes and sizes. Really, three different lashonis that Chazal used to, I think, what we would broadly translate as marasayin. The first is marasayin. One maramakim is the Gemara that we just learned. Avodizar daf yud beizam and alef. Well-known Gemara in Brachis daf gimel, one of the first Gemaras in Shas. Tanu rabbanon mipnei shleisha dvarim ein nechnasim l'churva. There's three reasons that a person is not allowed to enter a churva. Mipnei chashad, mipnei ha-mapoiles, u-mipnei ha-mazikin. Mipnei chashad, zok Rashi, shelo yoyim ruzoyin ha-mukhan ha-slesham. Why are you entering this churva?
Maybe there's a zayna waiting for you. So it looks a little bit like you're about to do an aver. Mivneh ma'poilus is a concern that maybe the wall's going to fall down. You're entering a makom sakana. Mivneh ma'zikin. Ma'zikin, like going to places where no human beings are. Something that it's a churva, it's a haunted area. Right? We believe in ghosts. You stay away from there because of the ma'zikin. The first reason was mipnei hachashad. Shelo yoimru, you shouldn't say zaynu muchenes leishakar. Kivei gengilin hashah says ayin Shabbos davchav gimel. What's Shabbos davchav gimel? So it's in the middle of the sugis of my Chanukah. Perik pameh madlikin. And the Gemara there discusses halach. Amr afuna chatzar sheyesh lebeis psachim. If you have a chatzar that has two psachim, there's two doors. Tzricha shtei neiris. You have to light two menoiris. Each Pesach requires its own menorah. So the Gemara, Rava said, "Lo yamar el mishtei ruchas." The only time that's true is if the two psachim were on two different sides of the house. Avol miruach achas loy, but ruach achas not. And the Gemara goes back and forth. What's the reason? What's the reason that you should have to light two menorahs? And why did Rava say it's only true if the two psachim are on two sides of the house, but if they're on the same side of the house, you have nothing to worry about? Zokti Gemara, lo oyla mishum chshad. The reason is because we're afraid that if you can only have a menorah on one Pesach, what if somebody's walking on the other side? He's going to say, look at that. Chem Yanko, tzitnish menorah. I mean, who doesn't like menorah? Rambam says it's a mitzvah that's chaviva ma'id. Who doesn't like the menorah? So there's a chshad. It looks, people will be chashed you. People are going to say that you don't like the menorah. So it's for that reason. Beruach achas, oh, you'll see it by the other door. But if it's only on, if the two doors are on two ruchais, what if one person's walking on one ruach and he's not going to see? It's for that reason. Mipnei hachashad, says the Gemara, if the two psachim are on two ruchais, you have to light two menorahs. Zok, the Gemara, not tamer the chashin and the chashad. How do you know this idea that you're worried about chashad? The Tanya Tzibrais, so Amr Abshin Bishvil Abad, Varm Amr Tilla Neach Peya Besayf Sadeo. We know it's a mitzvah Peya. Peya literally means Besayf Sadeo. But in Lamdis, technically, it really shouldn't have to be b'soif sadeu. Stating that, Rav Shimon said, no, it has to be b'soif sadeu dafka. Four reasons. One reason is, because if you're not going to have the peya, b'soif sadeu, it's going to look like maybe you didn't leave peya. People will be chayshad, you see that person, he doesn't give peya. So there's an idea of chashad, minot temra de chashin al chashad, there's even a makar in the Torah, but from the idea that fact that you have to leave peya, b'soif sadeu dafka, it's learned that from a pasuk. That's how you see chashad. Either way, brachas daf gimel amud aleph, shab with regards to entering a dilapidated churva. You have it in Shabbos daf chav gimel with regards to lighting two menorahs if you have two psachim on the two sides of your house. And the Gemara even has a makar to it. If you're not tamer the chashad, it sounds like marasayin to me, right? Isn't that very similar to marasayin? The Gemara calls it chashad. The Gemara doesn't call it marasayin. With a whole makar, you're not tamer the chashin al chashad, as if we never heard of the idea of chashad before. Marasayin, but the Gemara is new to this. You might have never heard of marasayin. There's not enough Gemaras and Shas to talk about marasayin. Sounds like we're not talking about marasayin. We're talking about chashad. Uminot tamer the chashin al chashad. You know what makes this neak? Venice and Ivish, it's in crazy who plays his Simon Yogimel every day. But the bottom line is that you see that there's something called marasayin, and you see there's something called chashad. And then finally, there's an idea of the Yisim Nikiyim Me'ashem U'Yisrael. And that's also something that's mentioned a few places in Shas. One Maramakim is Yuma Daf Lamid Chesom Et Aleph. The context over there is the Gemara is talking about Beis Garmu. This was a family that they knew how to make the Lechem Aponim come out really, really Geshmak, but they didn't want to teach it to the Chachamim. Beis Avtinas, that was another family that was talented. They knew how to make the Ketores work out really, really Gevaldig, but Leiratzu Lelame, they didn't want to teach it. And the Pasuk says, to Mishnah, Shemer Sham Yirkov, that they remembered Leginai because of the fact that they didn't want to share. Says the Gemara, that even though the Mishnah says Shemer Sham Yirkov regarding these families, Aldovar Zem Maskir Noisel Lashvach. But there was a little bit of, there's something good we could say about the family of Garmu and the family of Avtinas. What's that? Relating to Garmu, May Oilam Le Nimsas Pas Nekir Biad Bnei. They would never send their kids to school with a sandwich that had pasnakia. And the reason is, people shouldn't say, people shouldn't say that, oh, they were involved with the lechem aponim. They didn't want to share their talents. They didn't want to teach the chum how they did it, but they themselves got involved. Such being that everyone knew this family is in the lechem aponim business, so it's going to, people might suspect them that their kids are coming to school with lechem aponim. So, lahitzi miliban shal tzedaikim, that was something they stayed away from. Why? Why is it so important to make sure that you don't put yourself in a situation where you're vulnerable, that people might think you're doing an avera? The kayim mashenemar v'yisem nikiyim Me Hashem, Umi Yisrael. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says you have to be naki. The context over there is Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven that if you're going to go and you're going to fight as per our agreement, the Yisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. But you see, there's an idea of the Yisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. And the pasuk, the Gemara says the same thing with regards to Beis Aftinas. That even though Beis Aftinas, Hashem Risham Yirkov, but Al Dover Zeh, we remember them like that they, even the kalos, even the brides, when they would get married, they wouldn't put on any besamim. So people shouldn't think that it's from the besamim that we use for the ketores. Why? So you have an idea of marasai, you have an idea of chashad, and then you have an idea of v'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. They sound like they're all the same. They can't be the same. Because if they were the same, there'd be something different. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos. It's a pasuk. V'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. Why do you have to fly to pay it? Why can't you learn it v'yisim nikim? You see, it's not to say. So there's something called Marasai, there's something called V'yisim Nikiyah, and there's something called Chshad. Chshad, by the way, sounds like a Dindai Raisa. It's learned from a Pasuk. V'yisim Nikiyah sounds like a Dindai Raisa. Is Marasayin a Dindai Raisa as well? Right? We always speak out the Chassam Sofer and his Tshuvas and Chelik Vav. But the Chassam Sofer says, the Pasuk says, V'yisim Nikiyah Ma'ashem V'yisrael. He says, to be Naki Be'enei Hashem is not such a kunz. He says, Hashem is fear and Hashem knows where your heart is, Rachman Alibabai, and if a person really tries to do the right thing, a person can be Naki Be'ini Hashem. He says, but to be Naki Be'ini Apriya, he says, that's impossible. He says, it's just impossible to get all the people to like you all the time. That's not a possibility. And he says, as many times, he's wondered if it's even, is it physically possible to be Mekayim, this mitzvah, of Yisim Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. And then he concludes with a punchline. He says, maybe that's what Chazal meant when they said, Ki'en tzadik baritz asher yasa tov lo yechta. Really? It's impossible for a person to go through life without sinning? Yeah. Without being nichshol v'yisim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. But he says, it's not possible. People, unfortunately, like to see, they have to see the negative in other people. So if there's an opportunity to be choshed somebody, right, in today's world for sure, we're all guilty until proven innocent. That's the world we live in. So in a guilty until proven innocent world, how you makai v'yisim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael? It's very, very difficult. Bottom line is, Chassam Sofer said, ulay alzen nemar, ki ein tzadik baritz asher yasa tov lo yechta. But either way, you have marasayin, you have chshad, and you have this idea of v'yisim nikiyim. By the way, this whole concept of chshad and maybe this is a little bit of a mafteach to try to understand this. And that is, what's the Yisayda Marasayin? Is the Yisayda Marasayin, you don't want people to think that you're doing something wrong? Or is the Yisayda Marasayin that if people see you do something, they're going to think that it's okay and they may end up doing it as well? What's the emphasis? What's the punchline? What's the gather of Marasayin? It's don't sit in a McDonald's and have a Diet Coke because it's going to look like you're maybe eating a sandwich and you're doing something that you're not allowed to do. Or that's not the point. It's not that somebody sees you there with a yarmulke, they'll assume you have a business meeting or something. Whatever, that's not what you have to worry about. But it's fakir. It's that somebody's going to... The whole nakuda is that if you do something questionable, that may cause that person to think that it's actually mutter and may cause him to do something. Either way, just something to think about, some food for thought. Zakti Gemara, Vaita Tana Rabbah, Layishta Ada, Mayim, Last Gemara, a person shouldn't drink water by Laila. So on the note of staying away from certain things, B'mnei HaSakana, don't drink water at night. V'mshasa, and if you drink water at night, Damai Baroshai, anything that comes, you ask for. The reason is, B'mnei HaSakana, my Sakana, Sakana Shavriri, there's a shade, a Shin Dalit, who's called Shavriri, and Shavriri goes after people that drink water at night. The itzachi, let's say you drink, you realize, oops, I shouldn't have done that. My takante, is there any way to get out of Shavriri? Tomorrow says, if there's somebody else there, literally, wake him up. And tell him, I'm thirsty. The point is, because Shavriri doesn't like groups of people. So if there's somebody else there, you're going to scare him. The Eloi, let's say there's nobody else to talk to. Make believe there's somebody else there. Nekarkesh benichbasa chatzva. Start banging a little bit. Make it sound as if there's somebody else there. V'neimu ilan afshin. Start talking to yourself. And say as follows. Planya bar planisa. Plani ben planis. Amr loch imach. Your mother said, is daher. Be careful. Mishavriri. Vriri. Riri. Yuriri. Sounds like na na nach, right? Bekasi chevari. In a white cup. The bottom line is, you recite this incantation, this lachash, that's the way you get Shavriri to go away, right? When Shavriri hears his name, Poichas Vahilich, Shavriri, Briri, Riri, Yiri, so that he feels himself like he's starting to wane, and that's the way to get rid of him. Just one ha'ara, we'll end with this, and that is you have here Ploini, Planya Bar Planisa. Why Planya Bar Planisa? Because whenever a person's in a matzav of sakana, so you always say the person's name as the son of his mother. So you daven for chayla, you always daven ben the mother. When it comes to Lilu Nishmas, he mentioned the father's there. But while a person's alive and he's in a vulnerable situation, like a chayla, so you always daven Reuven ben Leah. When La'acha Moisam would be Reuven ben Yaakov. What's the reason for it? What's the reason? So to do a B'Shem the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh said, the reason is because when a person davens, he has to try to be as clear as possible. The fact that Leah is Reuven's mother, that's 100% clear. But the fact that the father is a father, that's not 100% clear. Because really, that's based on a roiv, roiv bilasach rabba. I mean that it's only totally in a roiv, it's for that reason that you're not supposed to, you're supposed to try to be as vaday as possible, as I say in Zayar Kaddish, but either way, that's what you daven for a chayla. So you want to be clear. You want to be clear, so you say ben ploynis. Lacha moisa, that's already a different cheshbon. But in that instance, that's the way you're supposed to do it. I'll just tell you just one interesting ha'ara that I saw, and they say for divre yatziv. So really, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Masech Shabbos Dach Samach Vava Mebeis." Amr Abaye, Amr Li Aim. I heard from my mother. Abaye never saw his mother. Right? Abaye is Rosh Tevis. Asher Bechol Yeruchem Yosef. Abaye never saw his mother. Whenever he refers to his mother in Shas, he's referring to the woman that raised him. But Amr Li Aim, I heard from my nanny, so to speak. This woman that raised me, Kol Minyane Bishma De'ima. That whenever you mention a person's name in a lachash, in an incantation, like in our Gemara, you say Planya Bar Planisa. You don't mention the father's name. You always mention the mother's name. Either way, the Kleisenberger Rebbe said, V'taymed Ha'milsa Nira, he says, he thinks Pshat is based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Pamach Ascholer Rab Tarfin. Tarfin was once sick. V'nichtesu L'chacham L'vakra. The Chacham came to be V'vakra Chayla. Omer Lehm Ima, Rab Tarfin's mother, was sitting next to Reb Tarfin. So Reb Tarfin's mother's lying next to her son, the great Reb Tarfin, who's very, very sick. And she starts telling the Chachamim, Hispalu al Tarfin b'ni, daven for my son Tarfin, shehu noyeg bi kovid yoysem yidai. And I'm telling you, yes, chusim, because he's noyeg so much kovid. The way he's mechabed me is half of a fella. So, and she started giving different stories of how Reb Tarfin was mechaber. Amrullah, they told her, Afilo Oisakein Elif Alafim. If he would do 1,000 times more than he did, Adayin Lechatzi Kibach Amr Torah Lo Yagir. He wouldn't even come to half of what the Torah had in mind when the Torah said, Kabed Asavicha Vasimecha. Says the Kleizen Bigger Rebbe, it's Yadua B'Shem the Talminim of the Besht, of the Baal Shem Tov, that they were Matmiya. What's Pashup Shad in this Rishalmi? I don't understand. Reb Tarfin's lying on this. He's sick. He's a Chayla. And his mother is sitting and talking about it. What a tzaddik he is, the way he was Mechaber. And Kibir of Emes Dachloman Yerichon Yamecha. So he said, Ispalu Al Tarfin Menishu, no you be covered, Yaisim Yidai. And what was their response? Their response was, "Afilo oisakein elef alaf madayin lo higia lechatzi kibbutz on retire." Why would they be makatru? What was the point? What in the world were they trying to tell Reb Tarfin's mother? So he said, "The Tamid Abesh said half of a fellow." He says, "We know every person's brought on this world for a tafkid. He's brought here to accomplish. What happens if a person fulfills his tafkid?" So that's when he gets called up. And they say, he did everything you were supposed to do. It's all over. They were worried that Reb Tarfin's mother was being makatrik, because she was talking about how great her son is. My son's so gewaldig. Think about the shleimus that he's achieved. The chasadim that he's an unbelievable person. They said, no, you're being makatrik. And what did they respond? Afilo oisakein elefal. He has so much more work to do. Has so much more work to do, and that's chus, he's going to be able to remain here. So he says, again, this is a little bit chassidish, but I just thought that nakuda was unbelievable. He says, "V'hashta muven heitev ki yodua shayichus acher beis avos." He says, it's yodua that whenever we're miyachis a person after his father, meira amadrega gedoyla, but the yichus acher aim shows that the person is not so much berum hamadrega. So he says, when we daven for a chayla, we don't want to bring out how great he is. Because if we bring out this Madrega Gedoyla, it's going to be a kitchuk. To the contrary, we mention him as the son of his mother, which shows not Madrega Gedoyla, but rather Madrega Nemucha, to show that he still has a lot of work to do. Hashem, we need him here still. You can't take him away yet. There's a lot of unfinished business.